As we get into the 2015 growing season, we're not that far away. There's a lot of things for producers to think about, especially with commodity prices the lowest that they've seen in recent years.
That's right. With our current lower commodity prices, it looks like 2015 is going to be a year where we're going to probably end up with some operating losses this year. Our numbers are showing that farmers may lose around, even with government payments, may lose, depending on how much money they got borrowed and whether they're renting a lot of land, et cetera, they could be losing as much as $100 an acre. And the issue there that we're worried about is the financial consequences of that. A lot of farmers are in pretty good, strong financial position. They have relatively low debt positions, and some of them have used up some of their working capital or their liquidity. Their current assets minus current liabilities is how you define working capital or calculate it, and they look pretty good. But what we worry about is what we call the burn rate. The burn rate is how quickly you can use up that working capital, and then if they don't have crop insurance to buffer them. And get a poor, and that's just getting normal yields and that type of thing, and expected prices. If they have not bought crop insurance or bought lower coverage crop insurance, like 75%, and end up with a short crop or something, they could burn up even more than that and be right at underwriting standards just with 1 year, and 1 year that it looks like there's not much upside potential. Okay. So what we're saying is farmers need to be very concerned about financially positioning themselves so that they can manage their cash position. That's the short-term issue, thinking about how do I manage cash. Even though I look good in terms of my amount of total debt I've got, if I'm trying to pay it off too fast or if I haven't protected myself with a crop insurance program, it could disappear pretty quickly, and so we need to be careful. Certainly, we do need to always focus on some of the longer-term issues that we have in terms of the risk of agriculture. And those are things like relationship risk. How do we make sure we maintain our relationship with our lender? How do we make sure we maintain our relationship with our supplier? I mean, right now, a lot of farmers are trying to lower their costs by negotiating lower prices on their fertilizer, seed, or chemicals, et cetera. And I'm not saying they shouldn't think about doing that, but they need to be very careful that they don't bruise that relationship with their current supplier, because their current suppliers are under pressure too. And so we need to kind of figure out how to work together, because what you don't want is you don't want one of your better suppliers who you have always been able to count on to deliver in a timely fashion, to be able to get your seed fertilizer there so you can use it to bring you the newest and best technology. You don't want to find out that you switch suppliers to somebody that's a little low price but doesn't give you any of those things that you really need in the service and the information, et cetera, to run your farm successfully in the long run. So you have to really worry about that relationship risk as well. So there's some longer-term risk we also need to worry about as well in this business climate.
As we're looking at managing risk short-term, how important is it for farmers to utilize tools to maybe gauge how much risk they're at and being able to figure out a strategy, a management plan to weather the storm?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and there's two parts to that. One is that the shorter-term financial risk that we're facing, it's really important for them to do some number crunching right now. I mean, you need to know what your cost of production is going to be per bushel, not per acre, per bushel for your corn or bean or wheat crop. You need to know have some idea of how much you are going to, quote, lose compared to that cost of production. So what are you going to think you're going to be able to sell your crop for? How much of an operating margin, negative operating margin you're going to have? You need to know what your working capital position is and how much of a buffer that provides you. If you've got a working capital position of only 15-20%, boy, you could destroy that in a year. And here's the point. You need to get ahead of the power curve here, because lenders are willing to work with their farm customers when they know that they have an issue, when they are anticipating trying to figure out what to do about it, and when they put a plan in place before the problem occurs. But if you go through loan review this year and the lender says, you know, well, okay, we'll do it, but next year we can't continue like this, you already are kind of on their list, right? They're already worried about you. And so you've got to be ahead of the power curve. That's why we're encouraging farmers that you need to think about, for example, refinancing, maybe in anticipation, extending out your terms on your land. If you borrowed for 10 years, maybe extend it to 15 or 20 years. You might have to pay a little bit higher interest, but you can take that risk off the table. And what you've done is you've given the lenders the message, which is what they're looking for when they take it up within their own organization to loan review, that this person understands what's happening. He isn't, he's not in trouble. He anticipates that things aren't going to turn around real quickly. And so he is trying to position himself to have more financial resiliency to be able to handle a lower price and a lower margin situation that may extend beyond a year or two. That's really important to get ahead of the power curve here.